Rachel.
Happy Halloween, Nikki.
I don't think we've ever, in our years of friendship, ever celebrated Halloween together.
I don't think so either, and it really bums me out because I feel like if we could, we would just make the most iconic Sailor Moon and Venus duo. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
We could even have, and I'm sure they would just love this, we could even have our husbands dress up as our respective cats and just tell them that they have to.
Yeah, it's cool that we get to record and do this special episode because it's wrapping up the spooky reviews. And we figured we just wanted to do one final review, at least not really a review, but a Halloween special.
Well, one final review besides our very special one that we have planned. I'm excited about that one. When you texted me and you were like, we're about to have great content, y'all. Just wait.
Yeah, definitely.
Not that this isn't great content too.
No, it goes back to the reviewing of everything where we like to do these bonus episodes where we just kind of blab the whole entire time.
Yes. So what have you been doing this Halloween to get ready for the spooky day?
Yeah. So I said in a couple past episodes that we had started doing where we would put movies and television shows that are spooky and Halloween fall theme into a bowl, pull them out and whatnot. And that has not been successful just because I'm not a movie person. I like to binge watch TV series and any kind of documentaries, anything like that. So it has to be a really good movie for me to want to watch, unless it's Dazed and Confused on repeat.
Nikki, you're on a movie reviewing podcast.
Did I just sell myself out?
I think you did.
No, I do watch what we review, though. I will say that.
But no, I've definitely been getting ready for Halloween in a very similar fashion, a little bit more successfully. Me and Clay have just been shouting out and listing off different movie franchises, different scary movies, some that we try to visit every year, some that we haven't visited in a long time, and some I've never actually even got to experience myself. Like I said in the last episode, I really used to be very squeamish when it came to scary movies and horror, and I just couldn't handle it. But now, like I said, it's much different. I'm very interested in it now that I can handle it. And so we went back and watched a bunch of scary movies that I'd never seen before, like Scream. I'd never seen the Scream franchise.
Neither have I.
Yeah, it was actually, it's actually probably one of my favorites now, I think, because it was just so funny and self-aware. And I love that kind of thing. I'm a very, very easy person to please when it comes to that. And if you're willing to break the fourth wall a little bit, you got me on board. So
yeah, it's funny that you mentioned how you used to be very squeamish and it's changed for you, where it's the complete opposite for me, where I used to be all for these scary horror films and everything. And as in our last episode, we did the Saw film franchise, and I watched that religiously as a teenager, preteen. And now as an adult, I can't watch those, even though I know they're fake, but
I think that's so silly too, because I remember I didn't want to go see scary movies, and you drug me. I can't even remember the name of some of the movies, but you would drag me to some scary movies when I would come out and visit, and we would just be cowering behind the seats, and you would just be like, that was great. And I'd be like, Nikki, you're insane. I think one of them was The Conjuring. You took me to see The Conjuring. They were usually always ghost stories too, which kind of still freak me out because I don't want to sell myself out, I guess, but I believe in ghosts to a certain extent. So those ghost movies really freak me out.
Oh, I do too. 100%. I will sit here and say, people smite me if you want, but I wholeheartedly believe in poltergeists and demons and ghosts and all of that kind of stuff.
I feel like it's better to believe it's there and respect it and not, do anything to upset the spiritual entities than to pretend that they're not there and do something like tell the Annabelle doll that she's silly and then die in a motorcycle accident later. So
that's just stupid on that person's part. Do not try Annabelle. Don't do it.
Yeah, so I, like I said, I think it's definitely safer than sorry to just believe it versus not.
So getting into some backstory on the two of us, because we have been friends, which seems like an eternity. So some side note about us is Rachel had purchased or brought a Ouija board one year. And I'm sorry for anyone that's listening and isn't for this. Just skip over this. And I was a believer after that because some weird things had happened and me and you both looked at each other and I remember vividly saying to you, stop moving the piece. Stop moving it, Rachel. And you said, Nikki, I'm not moving it.
I wasn't. Like, I literally was, like, hovering over the thing. I wasn't even touching it. Like, that's what was wild to me. So, that was crazy. And I'm kind of mad at my dad because I know he was the one who ended up with it because I basically had to, like, sneak it to Arizona with me. And I couldn't bring it back home. My parents were just, well, my mom and my stepdad, they were just, if they would have found this, I would have been locked away and you would have never heard from me again. So my dad ended up holding on to it, and I'm pretty sure when he moved that he just threw it away, which is a big no-no. So, Dad, if you're listening, I don't know what spirits are coming for you, but you better watch out.
I want to say that I remember him telling me when I had visited him however long ago it was that he said that he found it or something. I can't speak now to this present day if he still has it, but... yeah, we'll have to find out what happened to it.
Yeah, because if he doesn't want it anymore, that's fair, but he should properly dispose of it and not just throw it away.
Yeah, that's one of the random things that we have done in our friendship. So is there any particular things that you do other than watching scary films during the Halloween season that is something you do religiously?
One of my favorite things to do that I actually didn't get around to doing this year just because I had so much to get ready for and stuff to be doing to prepare for Halloween, I didn't get a chance to carve a pumpkin this year. And I normally do it. I'm always so particular about going to the store and finding the perfect pumpkin. And by perfect pumpkin, I don't mean like perfectly round, perfectly orange, no imperfections. I am looking for a really weird pumpkin. Like, I want a good front place for me to carve so it's easier to carve. Yeah. But I don't want a completely perfect pumpkin. The perfect pumpkin to me is going to have weird dents in it, some kind of weird wart on it somewhere, and a really twisty stem. So I will like dig through the whole bin looking for like this one perfect misshapen pumpkin that I want to carve. And I didn't do it this year. I got two little pumpkins. I got a little orange one and a little tiger one that's like white with little orange stripes on it. I was going to paint them, but I actually haven't had a chance to do that either.
Yeah, we used to religiously, we would carve pumpkins and do something really intricate where one year we did Stewie Griffin and Brian, we did Bart Simpson one year, I think I did a Minion another year, and just as it's been the last probably 3 years or so, we just haven't done any really intricate carvings. And we have a large pumpkin in the kitchen right now, but as anyone knows that carves pumpkins, if you carve it and you don't at least preserve it where you dump it in bleach or something like that, it's not going to last very long. So I like to wait and do it maybe so many days before Halloween. And I like to collect the seeds and cook them and eat them. And yeah.
I remember when I was a little girl, one of my favorite things, and like this stopped very, very early on in my childhood, I think before even my sister was born. But I remember when I was a little girl, my mom had one of those huge KitchenAid mixers that had like a puree attachment for it. And we would take, after we were done carving our pumpkins, we would take all the pumpkin guts, remove all the seeds, we'd cook the seeds, but then we'd take the guts and put them in the puree machine and make fresh pumpkin pie. And so good. And I absolutely love pumpkin. Like, honestly, I wish my coffee that I'm drinking right now was a pumpkin spice latte.
I love pumpkin pie. That's probably my favorite next to strawberry rhubarb. But it's funny because I think it was early this year Costco started bringing out the pumpkin pies around August, I want to say, or something.
Yeah, I saw them in the stores as early as August. And we're having a pumpkin shortage somehow? Like, what?
Yeah, I was asked back in August if I wanted some, and I said, no, it's way too early for me. Usually around at the end of October to obviously November, I'll start eating pumpkin pie. And then adding on, I've just never gotten into the pumpkin spice craze because I don't do coffee. I love caffeinated tea, but I just can't think of drinking pumpkin anything.
It's so good. And I think really what it is it just, it hits that perfect spot for me. Do you ever like drink something and you feel like you're getting hugged on the inside, like the perfect cup of like hot cocoa or something?
So it's funny. I'm glad you brought that up too, because I feel I have mastered making the bombest hot chocolate. I'm Ned Flanders status.
Me too. Me too. Like, that is literally like whenever I'm making a cup of hot cocoa, I aspire to be Ned Flanders. Honestly, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to like try to make some like fan art of Ned Flanders looking like Jesus Christ himself, but like with a hot cup of like hot cocoa, because that is the level to aspire to. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. That, after seeing the movie, because I think that's where they first brought him making his famous hot chocolate with all the chocolate shavings on top and everything.
They actually brought it back in a recent episode. I think it was the episode right after the Treehouse of Horror, where they were having like some kind of,
GPS
was bringing all the cars through, and Ned Flanders was going around and giving all the traffic hot cocoa.
What a wholesome neighbor. Don't we wish we had neighbors like Ned Flanders?
If he's gonna make me hot cocoa like that, I will put up with this howdly doodly.
Yeah, for sure. I will say Ned is probably one of my other favorite Simpson characters by far. Yeah, but I also, since this is a Halloween episode, I want to get into more of your TikTok and how, I would say, don't smite me for this if this is bad what I'm saying, but since the Halloween season, your numbers have been growing like crazy.
Yes, so This app has been frustrating me a lot before the season of October, because, and I'm sure a lot of other smaller content creators like myself will feel kind of the same way about it, is a lot in the same way that when Instagram and Facebook started adding in their promotion features where you can essentially pay to boost your content, which I'm not saying is a terrible thing at all, but when these things got introduced, a lot of small creators suffered for it because they couldn't really afford to do these things like myself, and their numbers and viewership and engagement just like plummeted. And I felt the same way. I don't get a crazy amount of views for my followership, but I was used to getting at least 300 to 500 views on a video as an average, with a good video getting at least 1,000. So those were the numbers I was kind of getting used to. And then just out of the blue, it was like 20, 30, like couldn't get above 50. And I was just like, it's this stupid promote feature they just added. I actually almost considered just getting rid of the app altogether, because I was just like, I know I have the biggest following here, but I'm also not reaching them. So, but then Halloween came around and it was like the stars aligned. And I didn't even realize that the Addams Family was about to have a new movie until these weird progressive commercials started hitting my TV. And I didn't plan it at all. I was literally just following the siren call of the pop-up Halloween store in my town, and was just in there shopping, found like a really cheap, really simple Wednesday Addams dress, and I was like, oh, I'm gonna be Wednesday Addams this year, just out of the blue. And this movie came out, I started making the TikToks. I still didn't know the Addams Family movie was coming out. I just started doing it. And I actually had like a bunch of Pennywise content lined up and ready to go. I actually stopped that and just started that back a few days ago, because when I found out the Addams Family movie was coming back, I was like, oh yeah, I gotta bring out Wednesday. And she has been incredibly popular. Everybody loves Wednesday.
Of course. I do have to add that to my lineup of movies. I have not watched it yet this year. Every year I watch the live action Addams Family films, and it's just a ritual, something that I do, and I do need to watch it. And again, Wednesday is just such a great character. And I would also say for Halloween, the most exciting thing for me is I always look forward to seeing the kids come around dressed up and just seeing what all these kids are dressed up as, especially when there's always that one or two out of the bunch that you see coming around that has a costume that is just done themselves and they thought of it themselves rather than going and buying something off the shelf. But there's nothing wrong with buying a costume off the shelf, just the creativity, and you can see that, ooh, this is a baby cosplayer or something.
Yes. Yes. One of my favorite things, and I was so bummed when I got my house, and I think I've talked about this on a past podcast before, where I had grown up in a neighborhood where I lived in a cul-de-sac, like everybody went out trick-or-treating, pretty much all the neighbors knew each other, so getting to see all the different costumes, getting to see a bunch of people come through, a bunch of trick-or-treaters and whatnot, that was something I was very used to. So I was very excited when I became, like, when I moved out of my home and, like, started getting apartments and then eventually became a homeowner. These were things I was excited about. And I was like, everywhere I moved, nowhere, like literally nowhere has trick-or-treaters. And I end up just like buying a big bag of candy every year just so that I end up eating on my own, because they're no kids. They're just no kids. They don't exist anymore.
Yeah, I have to agree with that as the years have gone on for some reason. And then adding on to the trick-or-treating, I had one specific candy. It wasn't, I don't know if you would consider it candy, but something I received one year in my bag. And I haven't been able to find them ever since.
It was
a popcorn ball, but it had caramel, and it was not your typical popcorn ball. I was never able to find it ever again.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I've gotten some weird candies and stuff for Halloween, the ones that always tick me off. And like, this is coming from probably the only person on the face of the planet who actually likes raisins. Why are we giving raisins out as candy on Halloween? What the heck is wrong with y'all? I like them. But why?
Yeah.
That's not what I'm here for. That's not what any of the kids are here for. Why you gotta be like that? Or like the people who give out toothpaste.
What?
Yeah, people do that because they're like, oh, you don't get a cavity. And I'm like, I have toothpaste at home. I'm still gonna go home and brush my teeth. Like, calm down, Karen.
I think there was one time when I was trick-or-treating as a kid where I hit the jackpot, and this person deserves some serious brownie points. They were not giving out the teeny little candy packages that you get in the mixed bags. They were giving out legit full-size candy bars.
That's pretty cool. I remember we would sometimes go to this really big neighborhood where it was like, I feel like every like town has like that one neighborhood that just goes all out for Halloween. Yeah. And like everybody who doesn't even live there ends up going there just to like see what they're doing and trick or treat there and whatnot. And one year I actually went to this neighborhood that was in my town, and there was this house that they weren't just giving out the big giant candy bars. They had giant candy bars to give out. But if you just went up there to trick or treat, you got the normal candy that you get at any other house, just like the small, like little bite sized stuff. But they had a whole like mini golf course, like a mini spooky golf course set up in their front yard. And depending on how you played the course, you could potentially win a really big candy bar. So,
oh wow.
Yeah. So I argue like it was, dude, you're going to gate your candy bars, but also at the same time, it was really, really cool. I thought it was a lot of fun. We didn't stop and play just because we wanted to hit as much of the neighborhood as possible. And there was a little bit of a line forming to do this thing, but it was super cool that he did that.
I have a very similar story. So my wedding DJ, he every year has a Christmas theme where he literally, his whole house is decked out. The whole entire street, you see him from down the street and you can
walk. He's my favorite people.
Yeah. And you can walk through the back of his house and everything. And it's this cute little maze or something. And he also does that for Halloween, where it's a mini haunted house. And you don't have to pay to get in, donations, obviously. And it's just really cool because he probably, I can't even imagine how much money he has spent over the years. But the cool thing about it, and I'm jumping to Christmas, I'm sorry, it's too early. I don't mean to be that person.
Nikki, we're not even done with Halloween yet. How could you do this to me?
But one year he was on, I think it was the Home Channel or something, where they were having the best Christmas lights in America, and he won.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool, and it's just something where he has a line all the way around the block, and it's just mesmerizing to see all of his decorations for Christmas and Halloween, especially because he has a cool Jack and Sally display.
Oh, I love it. That's so adorable.
It's wild. One year I had sent you, I think it was 2 years ago, I had sent you a video. We were there. He had a fire breathing guy dressed up on his roof, like breathing fire and stuff.
I remember you sending me like a video of that. That's super cool.
But that's just, I love how people do go all out. And I aspire to be somebody that has a bunch of decorations inside and outside of their home.
That is so cool. I absolutely love the dedication it takes to come up with these awesome, just awesome displays and then do it every year. I, for one thing, like the amount of money that it takes to be able to pull that off. Oh, but yeah. Then on top of it, even if you're managing to get all of the things like through years of collecting, mm-hmm. and just going to the after Halloween sales and whatnot, even then, the amount of energy and time that it takes to actually put these things together and plan them out and actually bring it all together is amazing. So that's so awesome that he does that. I love that kind of thing.
Same. The people that do this are the real MVPs of the holiday season. Yeah,
honestly, honestly, thank you for everything that you do for the rest of us.
Yeah.
One year, I was a little too old to be trick-or-treating at this point, though I argue trick-or-treat for as long as you want. Literally, I could have, I might question it if you're like a 30-year-old man knocking on my door asking for candy. But I was 16 and I decided to dress up like a pirate, and I thought it would be really, really funny if instead of taking a traditional pillowcase with me to collect my candy, if I got an empty bottle of rum and used that to carry my candy in and collect my candy in, because pirates drink rum. And so I was trick-or-treating with a few friends, and my mom and my stepdad weren't like big liquor drinkers or anything, so they didn't have like empty ones laying around the house. So my friend's dad, he collected his liquor bottles though, and he had an empty rum bottle for me. So I was like, oh yeah, can I borrow it for Halloween? He was like, yeah, this is a hilarious idea. I absolutely love it. And it's not like he was handing me a bottle full of rum. Right. He was giving me a completely empty bottle. And so he was like, yeah, go for it. And it was actually a pretty big hit. Most of the houses I went to, again, they just saw an empty bottle and were like, haha, you're like, funny joke. It ended up kind of not working out as well as I wanted it to, because the top of the bottle was so small that you actually couldn't fit a lot of the single size candies in there. So I ended up just with a big bottle of Tootsie Rolls, because that was the only thing we could really fit in there. But everybody loved it except for this one woman who I will never forget for as long as I live. Because, like, again, everybody was just like, it's an empty bottle. Kids will be kids, like, whatever. And this one woman was, like, actually offended by the fact that I was running around with this rum bottle as a pirate. And I was like, ma'am, I'm a pirate. And she was like, you're also underage. And I just kind of looked at her and I was like, well, for one thing, like, you don't really know that. Like, obviously I'm like trick or treating. So like that probably makes it seem like I'm young, but at the same time, like for all this lady knew, like she didn't know. So I just looked at her and I was like, no, I'm at least 18. I didn't try to pass off as 21, but I was like, no, I'm 18. So like, maybe I'm not old enough to drink, but you know, like I can have this. And she was like, uh-huh. Yeah, me too. And I just kind of looked at her and I was like, well, at least I look like it, and just walked away.
Oh boy. Okay. So the last thing that I want to end with this episode is that on my timeline, because you have memories that come up on your Facebook and Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the article that I did from the special effects where you're the main photo for my college paper showed up today.
Oh my god, I love that photo.
Do you still have that article somewhere in your house?
Yeah, I do. I actually, I have it in my cosplay room. I have it like with like a stack of posters that I've been meaning to purchase frames for, so I can put them like all around my cosplay room and display them everywhere. But that is actually in my stack of needs frames, because I've held on to that for years, because I think that's just so cool that you wrote that article. And plus, like, that is probably one of my best zombie pictures ever, and I don't think I actually have a copy of that picture anymore outside of that article. So
I don't, obviously, same, I don't have a photo of it myself, but I have the actual article in the article that I took a picture of for social media, so I could probably cut that out and
do some photo editing.
Make it
look like it's the real thing. But yeah, I love that picture, because I feel like the way that my hair is like kind of swept to the side and the way it's highlighted by the light, I look less like a zombie and more like a modern day Bride of Frankenstein. And I absolutely love it.
Yeah, it was fun, because so I originally had a person that was on TV that was supposed to give me an interview for this. And last minute, they wound up flaking out on me, unfortunately.
And that sucks. It
was something where I said, well, who can I reach out to that I know is doing actual TV work right now and has had the special effects done? And so I said, hey, my best friend is on TV and stuff. So that's one of the best things, actually.
Yeah, that was a really cool opportunity, too, because at the time I had started doing The Walking Dead around that time, and because of that I had met this other girl who was doing some more independent stuff with some smaller directors and, again, independent creators, and we had gotten onto a YouTube series about zombies together, and that's actually where that photo came from, was part of that whole YouTube series. So it was really cool for both, for you getting to write the article, and like, I'm sorry that person flaked on you, but I mean, it really worked out because it was also cross promotion for that little YouTube channel as well. I don't think they're making anything anymore, but it was fun while it lasted,
for sure.
Well, Nikki, I hope that you have a very spooky Halloween. And I hope that one year very soon that we can get together and maybe do a Sailor Moon and Venus on Halloween together. That would be a lot of fun.
For sure. Just any time that we can get together is a dream for me. But I also hope that you have a wonderful, spooky Halloween. Don't upset your tummy with too much candy.
I'm gonna try not to. But I mean, after you give me your hot chocolate recipe, I can't make any promises. So, but until next time, bye.
If you like Two Girls, One Review, go subscribe wherever it is that you listen to your podcasts.
Recording in progress.